We light this chalice in the name of old rubber boots that your grown-up hands can't even fit into, but that your tiny feet used to dance in puddles with.
We light this chalice in the name of the music that you dreamt to after falling asleep at 4 a.m.
We light this chalice in the name of the love lost and found, the wings broken, and the dreams that became truths.
We light this chalice in name of the wrinkles that crease your face and the eyes wide with new wonder of the heart and life that grows with us forever.
Hello, I'm Roan, and this is my fellow worship leader, Ariel. As we planned this worship, we were inspired by the idea of how we are all part of the larger community.
Each age group is about growing and learning together in community.
We are a dynamic group, constantly bridging in and bridging out. We are learning, growing, changing, and loving together.
This service is composed of moments from our youth, thoughts, feelings, reflections on the lessons we are learning from others and ourselves. Each one of us has learned something different, and every one of us is still growing.
And now we'd like to invite the children's choir up to sing UU Kids.
Gonna be friends by the White Stripes. Fall is here, hear the yell. Back to school, ring the bell. Brand new shoes, walking blues. Climb the fence, books and pens. I can tell that we are gonna be friends. Walk with me, Susie Lee, through the park and by the tree. We will rest upon the ground and look at all the bugs we found. Safely walk to school without a sound. Here we are, no one else. We walk to school all by ourselves. There's dirt on our uniforms from chasing all the ants and worms. We clean up, and now it's time to learn. Numbers, letters, learn to spell. Nouns and books and show and tell. Playtime, we will throw the ball back to class through the hall. Teacher marks our height against the walls. We don't notice any time pass. We don't notice anything. We sit side by side in every class. Teacher thinks that I sound funny, but she likes the way you sing. Tonight I'll dream while I'm in bed, while silly thoughts go through my head about the bugs and alphabet. And when I wake tomorrow, I'll bet that you and I will walk together again. I can tell that we are gonna be friends. Yes, I can tell that we are gonna be friends. Thank you.
I bridged last year into the youth group. I did so because it was age appropriate, but it wasn't necessarily mentally appropriate. By that I mean that the transition took me a while to get my head around. I was used to being in a small group RE class with Evelyn Sobchak and Sarah Beach as my teachers. It took me until about Monday afternoon of the SI week to accept the fact that I was finally now in the big, bad youth group. When we had youth programming, I was surrounded by a bunch of strangers I'd never met before. There were only about 15 of us that had bridged, and I didn't really have any friends. I was always really lonely. If the shift was that difficult for me to make, double or triple of that difficulty level is definitely where my parents were. They never wanted me to walk around campus alone, so I had to go with my sister and her friends for a couple of days until my parents finally gave in and let me walk around campus by myself. But they always made me text them when I was where I was going and when I got there, and they made me check in at meals. But my point is, they realized I was old enough to be responsible, and they let me go. I was talking to my mom today while I was writing this, and I asked her, "What made you let me go and walk around the campus alone?" And she answered, "Because we knew you would make good choices. We knew you would use the tools we've given you through life for good. Your father and I saw a light in you." So now we're going to sing "This Little Light of Mine." We're going to sing three verses. That's "This Little Light of Mine," "Everywhere I Go," and "Right Here at SI."
I have been loved, and I have grown.
So much I've grown wings to set myself free.
And roots to hold me close to those I love.
I've fallen apart.
But you have brought me back together, and now I'm stronger than ever. But when I need to rest,
I can come back
and be protected. And I am growing.
And the community waters me.
And I am growing.
And the sacred place shelters me from the wind.
We are growing up, and we are growing up fast.
But we will never,
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 never
Forget that you cared for us.
That you held us.
That you had a helping hand in sharing who we are.
We are growing.
Growing up knee-deep in love. So now we're going to lead you in an energy break.
So you may stand in body or spirit.
It's a common term, bud. Okay, so here's how it goes. We're going to say one line, and you're going to say it back to us. Yeah. So, good evening this evening.
Good evening this evening. How are you this evening?
How are you this evening?
I hope you are feeling grand.
I hope you are feeling grand.
The rest of this week is whatever you make it.
The rest of this week is whatever you make it.
Let's make it a great SI.
Let's make it
a great SI. Thank you.
Being in the youth program has changed me in the best kind of way. The youth program made me grow as a person. Each person in the youth has contributed to who I am today. The youth program taught me how to be brave, how to open up to others, and most importantly, how to love. I've learned that life isn't always about being right. It's about doing right. It's not about being the smartest or the prettiest or having the best voice. It's about being the best person you can be. Over the past few years, I've done some incredible things. I've made friends I'll keep forever, I've met some of the most inspirational people, and I learned to accept myself. Because of the youth program, I've grown, not physically, but mentally and emotionally. And I'm so thankful to be a part of this community and be able to grow with all of you.
For me, senior year was a time where I learned about life as much as I learned about the usual academics. During this year, I made a number of very large decisions that highlighted my transition into adulthood. I made decisions about colleges and careers and created a plan for my life. I'm going into engineering with the hopes to end up in the field of solar energy. It seems simple enough. Thank you. So it seems simple enough. And I, for a certain amount of time, allowed myself to operate in this comfortably simple reality. However, through time, I slowly grappled with the daunting reality of my future, which is not nearly so simple. Part of this reality is that my situation and future can change at any whim of mine or of fate's. And I'm still coming to terms with this notion. It's a difficult one to simply accept, at least for me. So I hope through this community that I can become the sort of person who is able to embrace this instability of life.
Good evening this evening. I find myself here with all of you in a very transitory time in my life. I graduated high school, and earlier today, I even scheduled my college courses. thank you. Tomorrow, I will be bridging for the fourth time, and thank you for all welcoming me here tonight and this week. Thank you for helping me to grow. Unitarian Universalist youth programs and communities like the one that we are living and breathing right now have been the light of my life. Places like this have given and taught me so much about myself and how to be with other people. Last week, I attended an intensive youth leadership school. I learned there, I've learned a lot in the past 2 years of high school, and I learned there that there is no disconnect between the strong leader and the sweet and helping hand within myself. Reflecting on my past experiences have only reinforced this. As we go on, we will continue to learn such things about ourselves and our worlds. We continue to grow, and our plans will continue to change. Keep an open mind, friends. Congratulations, and thank you.
I now would like to invite any youth that is bridging into the young adult program to please stand up front. So, as you know, tomorrow night is the young adult bridging, which means these youth will be leaving us to go on a different journey in their lives. So, usually tomorrow is all about the young adults talking to them about what they're about to expect. So tonight we've decided to take some time to share with them what the youth would like to say to them. So I'm going to read you a passage of things that we up here and the youth community would like to say to you as our bridging youth. Congratulations, today is your day. You're off to great places. You're off and away. You have brains on your feet. You have brains on your head and your feet in your shoes. You can steer yourself any direction you choose. You're on your own and you know what you know. And you are the guy who will decide where to go. You'll look up and down streets, look them over with care. About some, you will say, I don't choose to go there. With your head full of brains and your shoes full of feet, you're too smart to go down any not-so-good street. And you may not find any you'll want to go down. In that case, of course, you'll head straight out of town. It's opener there, in the wide open air. Out there, things can happen, and frequently do, to people as footsie and brainy as you. When things start to happen, don't worry, don't stew. Just go right along. You'll start happening too. Oh, the places you will go. Please give a round of applause to our bridging youth of 2015. Program for your dedication and spirit throughout the week and throughout the years you've been in the youth program, and we look forward to seeing what you guys will do to future to come. Thank you.
Okay, that was fun. So, here we go.
Yesterday a child came out to wander, caught a dragonfly inside a jar. Fearful when the sky was full of thunder, and tearful at the falling of a star. And the seasons, they go round and round, and the painted ponies go up and down. We're captive on the carousel of time. We can't return, we can only look behind from where we came, and go round and round and round in the circle game. Then the child moved 10 times round the seasons, skated over 10 clear frozen streams. Words like when you're older must appease him, and promises of someday make his dreams. And the seasons, they go round and round, and the painted ponies go up and down. We're captive on the carousel of time. We can't return, we can only look behind from where we came, and go round and round and round in the circle game. 16 springs and 16 summers gone now. Cartwheels turn to carwheels through the town. And they tell him, take your time, it won't be long now, till you drag your feet to slow the circles down. And the seasons, they go round and round, and the painted ponies go up and down. We're captive on the carousel of time. We can't return, we can only look behind from where we came, and go round and round and round in the circle game. So the years spin by, and now the boy is 20. Though his dreams have lost some grandeur coming true, there'll be new dreams, maybe better dreams and plenty, before the last revolving year is through. And the seasons, they go round and round, and the painted ponies go up and down. We're captive on the carousel of time. We can't return, we can only look behind from where we came, and go round and round and round in the circle game. And go round and round and round in the circle game.
We are never complete. We are never finished. We are always yet to be. May we always allow others to be and help and enable each other to grow towards all we are capable of becoming. Go in peace.
Go now in peace. Go now in peace. May the
I'm Gina Phillips. I regret that I'm not Scott the Funny Man Pifo. However, I have had the privilege this year of being the SIPC liaison to the youth program, and I can tell you that they have been so impressive, this leadership team. They conduct themselves with as much care to the well-being of their community and the people in it as they do for the programs and the events and the times that they happen. And it's been a real lesson for me, too, to watch them care about that as much as the logistics. And as, yes. And as far as announcements, I'm going to start with the bad and end with the good, so stick around so you can hear the good. Unfortunately, the Cowhouse Creamery, for those who've been taking advantage of the special discount they've been offering us, that ends tonight because they had a planned fundraiser for tomorrow, but they have already promised to offer it to us next year, so be sure to come back next year for more discounted ice cream, if for nothing else. Also, the bookstore tomorrow at lunch is your last chance, so be there between 12:30 and 1:30. Stock up on all your UUSI gear as well as your raffle tickets. And if you're a vendor, please be sure to pick up your stuff between 1:30 and 3 so that they can close down. The Coming of Age seminar, which has been led by Tiffany Grinstead, is doing what Coming of Age does, which is they give a faith statement at the end of the year or abbreviated year. So they're inviting us all to join them here, but in the fellowship hall tomorrow at 3 to hear their faith statements. Please join them. Also, a reminder that the religious education coordinator recruitment table will also be available at lunch tomorrow for those congregations that have set up there, and that's on one of the, you know how you go up the stairs to the second level in the cafeteria? Yes? Oh, it's on one of those sides. I'm sure you'll find it. And wanted to remind you that Small Ensembles 2, which is tomorrow, has been moved to 9:45 right here. Also, a newly announced event will be happening tomorrow at dinner. It is the annual arm wrestling fundraiser. This year it will be taking place between Nathan the Stapler and versus Alan Wrench. Find your nearest bookie to place your bets, all to benefit the scholarship fund. And finally, speaking of the scholarship fund, we need to give a huge shout-out to the young adults in the absence of our fundraiser, which is Allison Reed. They have really picked up and run with that, and they ought to be careful because we're about to name them the official fundraiser for the scholarship fund because they've done such a tremendous job. If you didn't hear, at their Monte Carlo night, they raised $354. And then if you were not there for their Pie in the Face event tonight, you really missed out. Even the SI Fairy, she thought she was coming to a pie eating contest, but she did take a pie in the face, and that raised an incredible $480. Not just for the SI Fairy, but for all of the people that took pies in the face there. So, tremendous thank you to them. And so that's the good news we're ending on. I just wanted to be sure we didn't have any other guests showing up because I thought we might have a visitor tonight. Do we have a visitor?
Yeah, you say that now. Told it was pie eating, but instead, your culture, your odd traditions made me just a little bit cleaner than I usually am. But I'm glad to be here. I'm the SI Fairy. Faye marriage. so I know. I have one of these things, too. But mine works because it has water in it. You know how water works? So let me read you the definitions of fey marriage. So fey, the word fey in fey marriage, we're so glad we have our rights. It means doomed to die. That's one definition, which who isn't? So that's kind of boring. Able to see into the future, which of course that would be me. Marked by an otherworldly air or attitude. Yes, of course, that would also be me. Excessively refined.
Maybe not.
Say no more. And quaintly unconventional. Then the seventh definition is magical or fairy-like. So we stand for fey marriage here. And we're so glad we've worked so hard for this. We had many, many fly-ins on Washington. We worked forever for fey marriage, and I personally will be benefiting from it because I and that big, tall tree right where body art is have had a long-standing relationship, which we've had to keep civil for all these years, and now we can finally be married. And that tree, I mean, come on, I'm a lucky fairy. That tree is such a good dancer. So, as you know, I'm here to visit you because I always come to the very, very best worship service at SI, the youth service. That's when I appear. And as you know, there are certain things that I bring to SI. One of them is that, has anyone here lost a tooth? Or maybe be going to lose a tooth? And Joel Slater isn't here, so I can't make the denture joke. But anybody that's going to lose a tooth or has lost one will be get paid double. And if you didn't already get paid double, you will. Trust me. I'm very good friends with the Tooth Fairy. And that's our tradition here. You'll get paid double. The other tradition that I bring to you all is that if anyone had or is having or will have here at SI a birthday? Any birthdays? Well, let me tell you, here at SI, with the SI magic, you will either get older or younger. You get to decide. That's why it's very lucky to have your birthday here. Now, I have noticed that many, many of you are looking a lot more fairy-like. You start to have different color hair. I see some turquoise. I see some purple. I see some gold and silver sparkles. I see that. I can see that in you. And we fairies can see inside you. And I see that you are full of a lot of unusual food. Usually I don't see. But that's fine. That's fine, because I also see much bigger hearts. And I also see a growing sense of a lack of dignity and a sense of humor. I wonder if many of you have been crying a little more than you usually do. Because that crying washes you. That's a way to be washed from within. So whether it's looking at your precious child's face, or whether it's because you stubbed your toe or you just didn't sleep very much, all those tears, they're part of the SI magic too. So I just want to give you my best wishes for a wonderful SI and continue with your magic, continue with your growing hearts. And if you would like to hear more of this voice, You can listen to the UU Perspectives podcast where there's an interview with me. And please, please, keep being fairies.